VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump has just tweeted that he will delay imposing tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars of Chinese goods. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is looking for ways to get humanitarian assistance into Venezuela after troops loyal to President Nicolas Maduro on Saturday repelled aid trucks in clashes at the borders with Brazil and Colombia. In an interview on CNN Sunday, Pompeo did not say how the United States would carry out the aid mission in the face of armed opposition. He did say, however, that the U.S. would consider imposing more sanctions against the Venezuelan government in an effort to increase pressure on Maduro to quit in favor of Juan Guaido, the president of the National Assembly and leader of the opposition. President Trump says he is optimistic about his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over U.S. efforts to end the threat of the North's nuclear weapons arsenal. After their first meeting last June, Trump boasted as he returned to Washington, "Everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office. There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." But Pompeo, on Sunday on CNN, said there is no change in U.S. economic sanctions targeting North Korea until it agrees to full, verifiable denuclearization. Thousands of people gathered in central Moscow on Sunday to mark the fourth anniversary of opposition politician Boris Nemtsov's murder. Although the events were approved by officials in Moscow, police limited access to the northern edge of the bridge just outside the Kremlin where he was assassinated. This is VOA News. Nigeria.